Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation.
Hey, yo.
Welcome.
We could do much better, everybody, because it is Friday.
Yes!
Oh, yes, Friday.
Heidi and Frank are here from the turn up.
Friday.
Atlanta.
Hello, Atlanta. Thank God it's Friday.
Yeah. Don't sound so happy.
Settle down.
Okay.
Let me do my Blue Ivy. Settle down.
But how can we settle down when we got so many stars on deck for today's show? Nick Cannon's coming through.
Yeah. Nice.
We're going to chit-chat about this and that. Plus, the homie Andrew Freund is catching up with Taraji P. Henson and Tyler Perry.
Oh. Dope.
It's two for one. Now, Heidi, off the gate, I'm hearing Blake Lively is
Oh, yeah, she is. That mama bear right there. She is really upset because apparently she went to, her and her family went to Martha Stewart's Easter bash.
I was going to go to that.
I know, like, nah. I know, I RSVP'd, I couldn't make it. It's just too far away. But Blake Lively and her family went, and there were some paparazzi hanging out and ended up getting a picture of Blake and Blake's three-year-old daughter, James, and that just pissed Blake Lively off a bunch, especially made her mad because some reputable publications like Vogue and Harper's Bazaar, they actually posted the picture. And you know, if you watch Dish Nation, we never post pictures of celebrities' children that are paparazzi pictures. So we're respecting that, you know, we don't want to invade somebody's privacy like that.
I just saw her kids. Her kids were in a picture with Ryan Reynolds when he got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. All of them were together.
Right. That was a very rare picture.
That was the one picture.
That's right.
And she was really young on that picture, too.
Well, here's where I'm confused about the Hollywood Walk of Fame pictures, because they were all together, and she had no problem with that. So if your kids have been exposed to the public in a picture at any point, that is fair game, I'm assuming, as a photographer.
Well, no, here's why you're wrong, and it could go the same with the Me Too movement. People are like, oh, why can't I just ask to see her boobs? I mean, she showed her boobs before. Yeah, because that's in
Me Too movement. No, but it's how the hell did you get here?
Well, let's talk about Lamar Odom. He's found a brand new career path.
Really? Oh. What?
Well, he's the newest celeb to venture into the wild and wacky world of marijuana.
Whoa. Doesn't he have drug problems?
Well, see, he's gatewaying backwards. You know, some people go from marijuana to cocaine.
Yeah.
And other things. The line is called Rich Soil Organics, and he discovered the healing powers of weed while he's recovering from his addiction to crack cocaine. So Lamar says friends, associates, and ex-teammates asked me what solutions I was using on my road back to recovery, and that's when Rich Soil Organics was born. It's the perfect time to offer these cannabis solutions to the public who may be going through similar body issues as I am.
Mm. Really? He calls it body issues when he was a crackhead.
Yeah.
That's the name for it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going with that.
Body issues.
Okay. Body issues. Well, I'm going to stop talking about my body issues before they think I've been on crack.
Okay.
Well, no, you were talking about was your weight.
I was just talking about a little belly, you know, a little fupa.
Well, John Hamm is reflecting on his soft core porn past.
What?
Wait.
I didn't know about this.
Well, you guys, before John Hamm became a household name, he was a broke 25-year-old aspiring actor who needed a job.
Mm-hmm.
John tells Esquire how he got into the softcore porn industry.
Tell us, baby. Yeah.
John says, I got the job because of a friend of mine. None of us had any money. I lost my catering gig. I was like, I need a job. My friend said, you can have my job. I'm doing set dressing. I said, I don't know how to do that. She says, it's not that hard. They'll hire anybody. She says, it's just so crushing for me. I can't do it. I said, so crushing? That sounds amazing. I'll do it.
He used to crush his soul.
Right. So John says he showed up to the Skinamax set the next week and told everyone he was the new set dresser, and no one blinked.
Oh, so he didn't do...
Wait, yeah, I'm still waiting on you to
you
tell me.
You look so unsatisfied.
Yeah, oh. I'm waiting on you to tell me he catered some
No one cares.
Yeah.
Dang. Want him dressing up the room? Get in that bed.
Soul Crushing was the name of the porn.
So have any of y'all ever taken a job out of desperation that y'all just
This
did?
One.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. JK, JK.
It's so crushing.
Shame.
All right, moving on. We have a Dish Nation exclusive. British actor Dan Stevens. He shot to fame from Downton Abbey. Then he went on to be in Beauty and the Beast and the show Legions. But he said he might have his sights on another role. We all know that Daniel Craig said he's leaving the James Bond franchise.
Right.
And so when asked about possibly doing James Bond, he said he wouldn't be opposed to it as long as he could put his flair on it.
Well, if it's going and if they'll have me, sure, why not? If I'm allowed to wear this suit.
Would he wear that suit?
Now, I have not seen Gary in a suit like this, but I would say Gary would wear it best as compared to Dan.
Oh, side by side.
Gary's suit wouldn't look like this,
No,
though.
Gary would use the print from the shoes for the suit.
All right, bitch.
And wear the purple shoes. He got to switch it up. Yeah. Do it like Gary would do it.
I heard Steven Spielberg said they need to remake Indiana Jones from Harrison Ford. Maybe Indiana Jones, like completely switch and make Indiana Jones a woman. So maybe you make James Bond a gay guy.
Oh.
Just make it James Bond-ish.
It's James Boned.
Shaking, bitch.
All right, y'all, it's time for Ticket or Skip It.
Yay!
And hitting theaters this weekend is Blockers. Three teenagers make a pact to lose their virginity on prom night, and their parents join forces to stop them.
I'm fully planning on having sex tonight.
Wherever the night takes us.
The night's gonna take us there.
Wherever the wind sails our ships.
Your ship is going into my harbor.
Do anything for my daughter.
What about a chugging contest?
Bring it. No, we're chugging, right?
We're butt chugging.
On the count of three.
Oh. They got a lager or an IPA. No. Doesn't matter.
Two tickets, three. However many tickets they're selling, I'm buying them all.
Yes, oh I was by the theater on that one.
Now, it's a collection of everybody who's typically dope in most things. You know, John Cena hasn't had that one movie yet that's going to bring him to the next level, but right. I think this might be the one.
I can't believe it's prom. They're so grown up. I can't even hug my daughter anymore without feeling her boobs.
Just high fives from now on. Okay.
I mean, Frank, you have kids. Headcrack, you have kids. Gary, I know you don't have, well, none that you know about anyway. How do you feel about this movie? Like, can you relate completely?
I have a daughter who has gone to proms, and as a father, you just don't want to know certain things. So, I can totally relate to this. I'm going to love this movie.
Oh, yeah.
I say definite ticket. We talked about it on Rotten Tomatoes. It gets like 87%. So it's got a good review on Rotten Tomatoes. And they say that the crowd who's seen it so far, it's like a comedy club. Everyone's just laughing out loud through the entire movie. So it's going to be great.
Can't wait. Mm-hmm.
What about you, Portia? Ticket or Skip It?
Oh, no, I'm definitely ticketing this movie. I love the mother, both moms. I love the dad. I just love all the characters in it, and I love anything that's talking about, you know, the parents trying to hate on the kids. That's just funny to me.
Brat.
I'm gonna skip it.
Really?
Ooh,
yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Why?
It came across as a little, like, corny to me. Like, yeah. I don't know. I like action movies and, you know, suspense and good plots. Like,
she's so above butt chugging.
Yeah. Now,
so, who in the crew had sex prom night? Go ahead, tell the truth.
Oh, I never got invited to prom, but,
Aww. You poor thing.
It's too emotional.
Why?
Why?
That's really sad.
That's the dumbest question I ever heard. Why? No, she really
Such
didn't.
Such a bully.
Well, y'all, don't go anywhere, because coming up, we hanging out with Nick Cannon. Trust me, you're not going to want to miss this. Stay tuned.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dish Nation. Is a man of many talents and skill sets. Make some noise one time for the one and only Nick Cannon.
Yeah, we here.
Welcome back, bro.
Crack, what's going on, man?
Yo, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
I understand that.
Yo, man, like, and once again, if people don't say it enough to you, you take risks.
That's all I do. You can't never sit comfortable.
When you think about the fact that you left all of the money that they were just throwing at you on America's Got Talent, you know, just to stick to your guns and stand by your principle.
Yeah, I mean, but that's what life is about, man. This entertainment stuff is a facade, so you got to really stand true to your character. When people start waving dollar signs and checks in front of you and you run for it, then you're a slave to it, so I had to let it go.
That was smart.
But it does take someone who's a certain level of rich.
Oh, yeah. To walk away from tens of millions, you got to have tens of millions.
So that's the back end.
Yeah, nah, but it's just, you just got to be smart with it. And you know, luckily I've been blessed enough to be put in a position where, you know, I tell people you can't fire a boss. So when you ever, I'm never going to compromise who I am. So if you want to put the heat to the fire, we're going to get to it.
Word. Now, I don't know if you're a Pokemon player or familiar with how that works, but...
I heard about it.
One of your most powerful cards is the lady that's sitting next to you. When I tell you the brat, Rada dies for you and Mariah at a level that, you know.
Well, more so Mariah.
It's probably more for Mariah than me, because that's true.
She threw life by you too.
Yeah, by relation, that's my sister right there. Like, it's always been that way. I mean, the admiration is definitely equal when it comes to how much I care for her. It's the one that outside, I'm a fan. I'm a brat fan. Like, in the debate, it's my number one female rapper.
Oh, Nick.
Hands down.
Even over Cardi B?
Hands down.
Shut up, Gary. You always trying to start something.
Hands down.
Okay, my hands down.
Because Cardi B is hot right now. That's what people don't understand. You can be hot right now. You can catch a wave. Mm-hmm. Enjoy that wave. But to be the ocean, it's the ocean right here.
Oh. This is like, ocean.
Oh, that's where she always going. She going to be solid. She can pick up the mic right now and go crazy.
Well, now, like, and for a couple who's divorced, and Mariah Carey have post-marriage goals. Because, like, that's you get photographed, funny. Y'all, you know, time. Seem to be
awesome
great namaste
together.
With each
yes.
other.
Yeah.
But I'd imagine sometimes, just like with any good ex, sometimes, you know, the thought bubble pops in your head. So when she got divorced from James Pack, oh, not divorced, when the engagement...
When she let the billionaire go.
Yeah, when you know,
billion.
How long
I got the coldest baby mama in the world, though. Let's go ahead and start about that. She charged him for wasting her time.
Okay. Hello?
When has any... Ladies, take lessons.
Okay. Yeah.
No, you don't wait. That's going to be about $20 million.
Right. I'm gonna need that. And then she got it, right?
And got it.
Okay.
Oh. Thanks.
So how long do you wait before you send her a text like, hey, you okay?
Hey, man, I talk to her every day. So I was like, she's super solid, man. She know what she's doing. So it hits those type of moves. Like, she don't waste no time. She's an icon. She's an enterprise. You know what
okay.
I mean?
Like,
everything she do got something associated with it that's going to generate some currency.
Well, good thing she didn't charge you from wasting her time and you be broke.
Exactly.
First of all, Gary.
That was a lot of time, Gary.
You didn't waste her time. Okay, don't do that. Don't do that up in here. You know.
I appreciate Brad, too. Every time y'all be talking about the story, I be peeping. She be like, hey, don't try it.
Yeah.
You got one more Mariah. Yeah. You got one more.
She's got out of that city a couple times.
Yeah, I seen it.
Yeah.
I appreciate
will
that.
Rise again.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So, in addition to Wildin' Out.
Yeah,
which is moving.
Moving
right?
to Atlanta. We Uh-oh. Bringing it down.
We got it.
So, real talk. Since y'all finally here, every time I come on here, we in the city. Y'all got to come do it.
Mm-hmm.
We got to do the Dish Nation episode.
Yeah.
You hear it first.
You said it on camera.
Oh, that's you got right. that? Yeah, okay.
Wildin' Out, Dish Nation episode is coming.
Looking crazy.
You got my word.
Crazy.
Yo, Nick Cannon, thank you for hanging out with us.
Love, beloved.
If you want more of this awesomeness, be sure you check out the Ricky Smiley Morning Show on Monday so you can see this man right here. One time, y'all, Nick Cannon.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. In theaters right now, Taraji P. Henson is scurrying the children up in the streets, honey.
Wow.
Ooh, with her brand new film, Acrimony, and it is insane. Co-starring Lyric Bent and written and directed by Tyler Perry, Acrimony is box office gold. And our BFF, Andrew Freund, sat down with the crew, and here's how all that went down.
He was so charming, so slick. Forever. That's what he said.
Do you know the last thing a woman wants to hear about her man is that he's cheating on her?
Oh, no. I don't think so.
I want to offer you prayer.
I would save my prayers for the wedding day.
First of all, mildly scared of you right now.
No, it's just a couple.
Talk about the twists and turns in this film.
Well, I always thought it was very smart and interesting because whenever someone is telling you, you know, whenever there's a riff, there's your truth, the other person, and then there's the truth.
Yep.
So I think this is a great display of that. You know, you get to see Melinda's side, and at first you hear the violin, and you're all with her on her story. Then the sisters kind of back her up on it. And then you have his side and what's going on in his world and the fellas, and then it kind of looks like Melinda's right, and then you find out, well, I don't know, Melinda.
Ain't right. I mean, ain't right. Sorry. I mean, it's just not.
It's just not.
We see a lot of your ass in this movie. What are your thoughts on that?
Is there a lot of my ass in this movie?
Is that somebody else's butt?
I do have assets. Do I? I don't remember. Oh, yes. Yeah, let's just leave it like that.
Are you a revenge guy or are you a forgive and forget guy?
Yeah, so it's done. Let's move on. Forgive and forget, but don't mess with me, okay? I'm that guy.
What happens if we f*** with you?
I'm a nice guy. I'm a really, really nice guy, but there's a part of me that I have to pray for. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. There's Madea in you, so that's...
No, it's kind of worse than her.
Oh,
there's a Trump in me.
Oh, no. Oh, what is Taraji revengeful? Do you forgive and forget? Or
no, child, I don't have that kind of time, honey. Okay, you'll see. You do me wrong. That's your karma that you have to deal with. Mm-hmm. You know, now I've had urges, but I don't like prison.
This was your third time working with Taraji. Mm. Talk to me about how she's changed over the years.
She hasn't. She's more of the same. She's more settled into who she is. She's gone from being this bright-eyed young girl to trying to figure it out to this bright-eyed, beautiful woman who has just got it figured out and settling into it. She has it, man. She's incredible.
Give me an Empire tease.
A lot of people are gonna die. Phew.
Boom.
Pretty much all I can say.
Is Cookie gonna be okay?
What do you think?
I ain't gonna mess with her, that's for sure.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, it's time to bid a sad... Sorry. Farewell to the Taco Bell nacho cheese fries. Have you had them?
I have not.
They're only a dollar, Frank.
I know I could afford it. I just didn't because I knew it would probably be the best thing I ever had in my life, and I'd go down that dark hole again where now I'm, you know, at Taco Bell and I'm dumpster diving to lick a couple boxes.
Taco Bell introduced these dollar nacho fries earlier this year. So it was supposed to end after just a few weeks. It was like a novelty. But people went so crazy for them that they kept making them, so much so that they sold $53 million worth of orders of nacho fries. That equates to about 9 million pounds of potatoes and 600,000 gallons of cheese sauce.
Do the people really like them, or are they just saying that to make you like them? Maybe that's the secret. No one really likes it, but if it's for a limited time, you feel like you got to eat it.
Right. Like, now I really want to try what all the hype is about.
Like, isn't the McRib really that good?
No. Whoever thought it was good? They even put fake bones in there. you're fooling me. I really thought that was real ribs. I'm like, what? It's so stupid.
Now that it's pressed into rib shape, I'm convinced.
Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.